Opera singer Janae Bridges takes the Tanglewood stage on Sunday in the midst of a whirlwind year. After starring as the titular role in the San Francisco Opera's production of Carmen earlier this summer, she's been nominated for the company's 2019 Emerging Star of the Year. With her Metropolitan Opera debut set for November and international dates for Carmen coming in 2020, the 32-year-old Bridges spoke with WAMC about how she first entered the opera world.
I was on the trajectory to play basketball in college, and a very unfortunate experience happened where I had a final basketball game the same day as my very first opera that I was in, Tosca, at Tacoma Opera. I was in the chorus of Tosca. So my coach, you know, he agreed that it would be okay for me to go to the rehearsal during the day and my mother drive me up to the game in the evening. So she did that. We drove two hours up north, and I got into my basketball gear, and the coach immediately put me on the bench and said, "You're not playing." And I just thought, "What are you talking about? I'm a captain. I'm a starter. My team needs me. I have to play." And he said that I was not being a good sportswoman by choosing singing over riding the bus up to the game with my teammates, and he was basically testing me and calling himself teaching me a lesson for not being there for my teammates. And that was the last day that I played competitive basketball.
Performing on the court, performing on the stage, there must be some parallels there. What does it feel like to be, you know, up there singing as opposed to, say, playing sports?
I mean, there are certainly parallels that the consistency, the hard work, the practice that it takes, the teamwork, actually, you know, singing in an opera involves being able to be generous with your gift on stage. But there are certainly so many parallels along with, I would say the main thing is just like practice, practice, practice. I would say the main difference is, I mean, I feel like I'm still an athlete. I am an athlete. I work out a lot. But the physical amount of energy that it takes to sing an opera or even to sing, you know, a concert work such as Beethoven 9, it's the same type of adrenaline that you feel, you know, on a basketball court or a tennis court or something. So you have to be able to take your nerves and work with them and use them for the betterment of your gift, your instrument.
We're talking in advance of your performance on Sunday. You just mentioned this. You're singing Beethoven's Ninth at Tanglewood. What is your relationship like to that piece of music? And where do you go when you perform it?
Wow. Well, this piece of music, Beethoven 9, is just so monumental. I feel like I can say pretty confidently that for singers, it's one of these pieces that you just feel so proud to be singing, because in the end, it is about joy and it's about brotherhood and coming together. So for me, I mean, the music is just so incredible. I like to sit there and let it kind of wash over me. I don't sing a lot in this. The mezzo, I don't have a solo as a mezzo. So it's a very ensemble piece. So really just like putting myself into the whole piece as if I were another instrument. It's a feeling that's hard to describe, because it's like my whole body is just electrified by this music. And when the bass comes in with his first line, it's just like, oh my gosh, here we go. We're off to the races, because it is just, the piece is so, it's kind of transcendental in that way. You know, you can feel everybody's energy, the orchestra, the chorus, the conductor, the audience. It's like everybody is electrified and seems to really enjoy. And I feel like this piece of music always brings hope to everybody involved, because that is what we're talking about here. And Beethoven, just in my opinion, it's his best piece. It's his absolute best piece. So I like to sit back when I'm not singing and just truly enjoy. And when I am singing, I feel so much pride with this music.
Like a dragon,
African-American woman finding success in opera, a world that many associate with a sort of elite, removed, maybe exclusive environment. What do you think you bring from your experience to that world?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Well, I think opera in general for Americans is not, it's not so common for sure. So I came upon opera when I was 18, so it was much later, and it instantly moved me. So I feel like this music is not, it's not just for one class or one race. We know that. And I feel like my duty as an African-American woman who is pursuing this career, one of my duties is to just make it known that, like, this music is for everybody. As long as you are willing to have an open mind and an open ear and come to a performance, you don't even necessarily have to like it, but everyone deserves to have access to this music. And so with my career and my gift, I make it an adamant point to go out and just use my voice and expose people who haven't necessarily been introduced to classical music. And my I instantly see how much joy it brings to people. And, it's something that I think is super important, representation. And I'm proud to represent our beautiful art form and myself, and expose people to something that they should absolutely be included in.
You just took on the role of Carmen for the San Francisco Opera. What was it like taking on such an iconic role?
Wow. Yes. Singing Carmen at San Francisco Opera, it was just truly a thrill. It's a dream. It's been a dream role of mine. It's just so cool that I've done it, but Carmen is kind of the iconic operatic role. Everybody knows the music. Even if you don't know opera, you'll recognize music from Carmen because it's in commercials, it's in movies, it's in TV shows, it's in background music in malls. So for me to have sung this role that everyone is somewhat familiar with was just really kind of epic. And it's kind of still feels like I'm in a dream. And I'm happy to say that I have many more Carmens coming up. But it's a role that I just love so much. I love the character. I love her attitude and the way she is. And the music, it just fits my voice like a glove. So it was a big success for me. And I'm so excited that I have many more opportunities to sing the role.
So speaking of those opportunities, what's next for you?
What's next for me is my Met debut at the Metropolitan Opera House. I'm singing Queen Nefertiti in Philip Glass's Akhenaten. So that's my next big opera, and I'm super excited because it feels like I'm coming home. I did my undergrad at Manhattan School of Music here in New York. And, I grew up going to the Met. Well, in my college years, I grew up going to see opera and the cheap seats. I just tried to get a ticket as much as I could. And it was always a dream of mine to sing on that stage. So that's what's next. I'm super excited about it. And then I have some concerts in New Jersey, and I'm singing Carmen in Amsterdam, which will be really nice. And, it's going to be a really good year filled with role premieres and house debuts.